Hey, girl, have you heard about the new radio station, Love God FM?
No, I haven't heard about it.
They preach about salvation and repentance, no prosperity.
Tell me more.
The unique part is this man of God has started a radio station because he wants to win more souls for Christ. He asks that anyone who's been born again and has the Holy Spirit and wants to preach, they can preach at this radio station for free.
That's awesome.
But that's not all. Even if you have a testimony that you would like to share with the whole world, you can do it here for free.
Oh, I want to call. How can I contact them for more information?
Oh, it's so easy. You can write in your request to lovegodfm@gmail.com. But if you would like to listen to the radio, you can dial 641-793-9493 or download the TuneIn Radio app for free. Again, that number is 641-793-9493.
Wow, I'm going to tell all my family and friends about this new radio station, Love God FM.
God is telling me to warn people here. People in America here. And in the time.
Say that.
Yes, sir.
But you want to tell what God is telling people? You are smoking in your body. Yeah. Destroy the body. Yeah. You are smoking on top of what? The Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
What is wrong with you? Because of your sin. Because of your body.
Amen.
Because of your cigarettes. Because of your alcohol. Because of your fornication. It has separated God from him.
All right now.
You and God, he has to be God when he gets in front of you. So if God ran away from you, that means the Holy Spirit.
So if you're sick, you are not holy. And if you're not holy, you can see God.
Yes, 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 yes. Good afternoon to everybody. Yeah, Johnny Boado on air. And please, thank you very much for you guys waiting on me for me to give my testimony to the whole world. Yeah, now I'm on Love God FM to give a testimony about myself for people to know who I am. And before then, I would like to say something a little bit. Before, you know, I start, I want us to pray. You know, I want us to pray. I should have said this in Ashanti, which is, you know, Ghana language, for people back home to understand everything. I know they understand the English, but I was supposed to, you know, say in Cree or Ashanti to the whole world. But America here, I want people to understand what I'm trying to say. That is why I am speaking English. You know, my English is not good. My English is not good because, I mean, I'm from Africa. Yes. So, whatever I'm saying, please pay attention and listen to me. When you pay attention, you are going to understand everything clear, what I am trying to say. I give thanks to everyone who are waiting on me, especially my dad, Kwaku Boado in Ghana, my mom, Joanna Kunedu, my brothers, Black Charles, Black Sammy, Black Tommy, Black Jenny, Kifti Boado, Tony. Yeah, I give thanks to all of them. Especially my wife, Jennifer Ntiamo. I love you. She has been supporting me. I love her. That's good. And I give thanks to my co-workers. I love you all. And everybody, I would say everybody. Yeah, Harriet, if you are there, greetings to you. and everybody. I love everybody. Yeah, Sofo, are you there? I love you. I hope everybody is doing okay. Well, as I said earlier, you know, I have to speak English. Yes, but please, the reason I'm speaking English is I want people here in America to, you know, understand. That is why I'm speaking English. Well, the thing is, before I start the testimony, let us pray and give everything to the hands of God. Oh Lord, thank you very much for this afternoon. Please protect me and give me wisdom and understanding. I am going to give my testimony. How you called me 2014, 29th of June. Please, whatever I'm going to say, speak through me. Don't let me add anything. Don't let me remove anything, whatever it is. Let me say it that way. Lord, after the message, I know that many people who are watching me, the whole world, those people who are like, who are like me, you know, if they are in the same situation as I was, please, if they listen to what I'm going to say, please, let them change. Let them change like the way you changed my life. Give them the understanding, the wisdom. Anybody who will listen to me, God, if I say something and they are in that situation, please, let them come out from that situation so I can save them. Lord, thank you very much. And God bless everybody. Amen. Yeah, I'm about to start. So I know many people are watching me. So I love everybody. Thank you very much. I love everybody. I was a Christian back home before I came to America. But when I came to America, devil deceived me. I backslided and I was doing what is wrong. I was doing what is bad. Many stuff. For like 12 years, I was doing anything which is not good, I was doing some. Then one day, God called me 29th of June, 2014. That's what I'm going to tell you. On the 29th of June, I was at home in the morning with one of my, you know, girlfriends. I was bad, as I said. At that time, I was married, but my wife was in Ghana, West Africa, and I was fornicating here. It tells you that it's not right. You see, but I was thinking it was good for me. At that time, you know, I was doing what is not good. Till 29th of June. I was with one of my girlfriend. I was naked and my girlfriend was also naked. Then, I get a phone call from my wife. At that time, my wife was in Ghana, West Africa. So my wife called me and said, "Johnny, where are you?" And I said, "I'm at home." And I said, "What happened?" And she told me, she said, "Now listen, something has happened. Now listen to me." And I said, "Okay, what is that?" At that time, I was speaking Ashanti, my language. So the girl was American. So she didn't understand what I was saying. So my wife started telling me that day was Sunday. My wife was going to church. And when my wife was going to take a taxi to go to church, a certain man called her. When the man called her, the man called my wife in Ashanti culture name. Not everybody know that name. So my wife was surprised. My wife said, how do you know my name? And the man said, don't worry. I have something to tell you. And my wife said, okay. By the way, I am going to church. I am late. And the man said, yes, I know you are late. But I have to talk to you before you go to church. My wife said, okay, I am ready. Then the man started and said, you are a twins, right? And my wife said, yeah. And the man said, your other twin is a boy, right? And my wife said, yes. And even the man mentioned where her brother even lived. My wife was surprised that this man know everything like that. And the man said, you are pregnant, right? My wife said, yes. And the man told my wife, you are pregnant with twins. You have twins in your womb. And my wife said, how do you know? At that time, it was 3 months pregnancy. It was 3 months pregnancy. But the man told my wife that he have twins. Yes, we know. We know that, you know, it's twins. But we didn't know the identity. We didn't know the identity. So, my wife was thinking, who is this man? But this man told my wife that the twin in your womb is one boy, one girl. In fact, we were shocked because a pregnancy with 3 months. If you're American, you have to get 4 months before, or 4 months or 5 months before you can, you know, identify the identity in the womb. So my wife said, you know, she was panicking. And the man said, somebody gave you, plantain last 2 weeks, but you didn't eat, you trash it, right? My wife said, yeah, how do you know? It was true. Even my wife told me that day when somebody gave her the plantain. But this man knew everything. And this man said, you are lucky because a person wanted to destroy you. But it wasn't plantain. The person wanted to destroy you. But my wife said, who are you, please? He said, don't worry. I have something for you. You know, he said, but stop about my wife, stop. And he said, but I can't go there. And everything was true. Then the man said, now, who is Akwasi Frempe? My wife said, it's my husband. And my wife said, why? He said, you have said it right, that is your husband. He said, your husband lives in America, right? My wife said, how do you know that he's in America? He said, don't worry. The man said, did your husband told you that he got an accident last 2 weeks? In fact, my wife was shocked. So my wife was thinking the man lived with me in America here. And it was true. I had an accident on the 8th of June, 2014. Then the man told my wife, the accident your husband had, he didn't get any injury, but accident was very hard. It was an easy accident. But nothing happened to your husband. The car, everything messed up, but your husband, nothing happened to him. And my wife said, how do you know? It's true, but how do you know? Say, yes, I'm going to tell you. Even your husband, the accident he had, he don't even know how the accident came. But today I'm going to explain to you how the accident came. Then the man says saying that when your husband was young, the devil wanted to destroy him because God is closer to your husband. So the devil wanted to kill your husband, but God didn't allow the devil to kill your husband because God is closer to your husband. So because of that, because he couldn't kill me, he gave me a spirit, a demonic spirit, where any woman I want, I can get her. If I tell you I like you, no matter what, you have to say yes. That's what the devil did to me. And it was true. When the man told my wife told me yes, everything was true. And he said, because of that, you know, the devil wanted to kill your husband gradually like that. You know, chasing women. But let me tell you something. Don't be married to your husband. But because it wasn't him, it was the demon, it was the devil who wanted to destroy your husband. But this is the time. So, he told my wife to have patience. My wife shouldn't be mad at me. Then he was saying, he told my wife that your husband, because of the spirit he had, the devil has given, because of that, he had many women on this earth. On a computer. And it was true. I was having many girlfriends. I'm not going to lie. I'm not destroying myself. I'm not disgracing myself. But I want you people to know that yes, this is what I was. So that if you are in the same situation, you will quit. My brother, my sister, my mom, my daddy, this is not easy. I was having many girlfriends. I was having many, many, many. I can mention the countries. Many countries. You see? Canada, United Kingdom, Italy, America here, Africa, Middle East, Qatar. I can mention it. Many, 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 many. And people who are watching me or people who are listening to me on Love God FM will know. Those people who know me will know that, yes, what I'm saying, I'm not lying. And the man was telling my wife that because of that, your husband met a certain girl online on a computer. And that girl, the man mentioned the girl name, but I can't mention the girl name on air right now. The man mentioned the girl name, where the person, the girl hometown, where the person go to school. The man mentioned everything. So when my wife told me on the phone, I was crying because I was shocked that the man knew all these things. I started crying like a baby. Yes, it was true. What the man said was true, 100%. The girl name, the girl where the girl killed, hometown, where the girl go to school, everything. Then he said, the girl is married to a demonic spirit. So the spirit told the girl to leave me alone. But the girl said, no, now she to love me. She can't leave me. So she wants to, you know, be with me and the spirit. And the demonic spirit. The demonic spirit told her, no, if you do that, I'm going to kill him. The girl was thinking, you know, the spirit was joking. According to the man, he said, on the 8th of June, 2014, when I got up from work and I was coming home, the spirit get inside my car to try to, you know, kill me in the car, to make the car get accident. So I can die. So when the spirit get inside my car to destroy me, God sent an angels. And you know, the Holy Spirit what? Took me from the devil. And they put the car in the same place for me, so that nothing will happen to me. Yes, when the man said that, I was shocked. How did this man know all this thing has going on in the past? So I told my wife, no, that man is God. It's no human being. What the man was telling is true, because how did he know? The accident I had to, the car messed up. The car didn't work anymore. They have to tow the car, totally condemned. But my body was clean. Nothing happened to me. When I got the accident, like the way the accident happened, when I was going, the car was going left, right, left, right, left, right. And at the same time, it was raining a little bit, like a shower raining. All of a sudden, I was about to get to a certain bridge. Then, the car swept me left, right, left, right, left, right. And I don't know what happened. And my eye, I can't see anything. I can't see anything. And the car was moving me left and right. So I knew I was going to die. So I grabbed the steer. So when I grabbed it and I crossed my eye, because I don't see anything, so I crossed my eye and I said, oh God, so I am going to die. All of a sudden, I found myself pow, 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 grim. All of a sudden, I was going to throw inside a river. They were having a certain bridge over there. The bridge was having a metal fence. I flew over the metal fence. I didn't hit. I flew over the metal fence and it put me inside the ditch. And the car destroyed, condemned. But I didn't. Nothing happened to me. So when I raised my head and I saw a certain woman standing on the roadside on the phone. So I opened the driver's side door. It couldn't open. And I opened the passenger side and it opened. So when I opened it, the woman was happy that I am alive. Because the woman was calling police. The woman said she thought I was dead. So she was calling cops. Because she said she was behind me and she saw everything. So she knew that, you know, I was dead. But it's God, Almighty God, Jesus Christ, who protected me, who saved my life that day. But when God saved my life that day, still, since I still have the spirit in me, I didn't even care. I was still doing the bad stuff. I went to the emergency room. The doctor found out that nothing happened to me. The doctor discharged me within like 1 hour. You know, I was with one of my friends called Lambert. He's the one even took me to the emergency room and I was there with him. My friend Lambert would tell you, nothing happened to me. Even that night, I went to work that night. So, when the man told my wife, yes, it was true. How did the man know everything like this? That it was the demonic spirit who wanted to kill me. You see? Yeah. Then, I finished that part. Then, he started saying again that the house your husband is living in, he is not by himself alone in that house. My wife said, what do you mean? He said, yes, he is not in the house by himself. And my wife said, he lived there by himself. And the man said, let me tell you something. The house he is living in, devil has given him the demonic spirit he has. He lives in his house. A certain spirit is living in his house. He living there with the spirit. But what the spirit let your husband does is always masturbating. My brother, my sister, I was shocked because it was true. I mean, anytime, even one of my girls come and we have sex, we make love, I still want to masturbate. I thought it was normal. But my brother, my sister, it's not real. It's not real. You see, the man said the demon in the house will make sure that I will play myself, masturbate every day. And it was true. I'm not here to disgrace myself. But I want everybody, if you are in that situation, if you masturbate, if you play yourself, either you are a woman or you are a man, be very careful. If you masturbate, please stop it. Because it's not you, it's a spirit. After that, I'm going to show you how you can get rid of that spirit. It's not easy, so pay attention and listen to me. I love everybody. That's why I'm here. I want, you know, let people know what is going on. So if you are in the same situation, you will stop. You see? Then, the man, when the man said, in fact, I care a lot. Because how did the man know? Because I'm here by myself. How did the man know? I told my wife, no, that man is God. That man is no human being. No human being can say this. One, the man have tell you what's inside the womb. One by one girl. We didn't know that it was one by one girl. We haven't done any test for us to know. But the man said it in 3 months. How did the man know that I was dating somebody and the person was having a spirit going to kill me and tell the accident what happened to my life? How did the man know that I was doing something in my house? I was staying, a demon was staying with me in my house. How did the man know? You see, everything the man said, and everything the man said was true. It was 100% true. Because it's not easy for people to, you know all these things. No prophet can say this. Oh, it's only God. You see, then my wife was astonished and panicking. She didn't know what to do. So the man told her that, you know what happened? Your husband will come and see you and the baby when you deliver. But your husband has planned that when he come to Ghana to come and visit and to come and see you and the babies, he will stay in a certain place for 1 week and spend time there. But today, tell him that if he come to Ghana and stay there for 1 week, like the way he has planned his head, he will die in Ghana. He won't go back to America and he won't see the children. In fact, when my wife told me, I was crying. I was crying because it was true. I planned everything in my head. I planned everything. I was having 3 women in Ghana. One was married. 2 was not married. I was trying to see which one is good, so I can call that girl to meet me at the capital town of Ghana, so that I can spend time with that girl. In fact, I was sure that the man knows what is in my head. That tells you it wasn't a human being, but it was God. Only God can know what is in your head. Even the devil don't know what is in your head. Even the devil, Lucifer, he don't know what is in your head. That day I cried. I cried. At that time, I was naked with the girl too, was naked. As I said earlier. Because I was bad. I was doing what is stupid, what is wrong. You see? So, my brother, if you like girls or women like you, don't think you are handsome. No, you are not handsome. Because God has some plans for you, but the devil wants to take it out. The devil wants to deceive you and kill you. I mean, God worry. So, please pay attention and listen to me. You have to love God. Everything you are doing, please, I know some of them is not, it's a spiritual. But at least I'm going to show you something. So you know what happened? When the man said all this thing, but I knew that this man is God, it's not a human being. That's what I told my wife. Because I told my wife, no human being can say what the man said. So my wife asked the man, who are you? Because what you are saying, in fact, It's very strange. Who are you? The man said, he is a pastor. And he said, you are a pastor at where? And the man said, I'm pastor in Resurrection and Power Living Bread. And my wife said, And the man said, why? And my wife told my wife, the man, that anytime my husband has been mentioned, the man who established that church, Evangelist Francis Akosiamwakun, my husband is all, anytime my husband always mentioned the man name, that he have never seen any prophet or any God, I mean God-fearing man. Who is that man who passed away long time ago? And the man said, yeah, he is our followers. So tell your husband that when he come, tell him to come and visit us in our church. So my wife said, okay, give me your number so I can give it to my husband. The man said, I don't have a phone. The man was around, according to my wife, she said the man was around like 40 to 45 years. So my wife said she was thinking her own head that, why is somebody who is old like this don't have a phone? Even children have phones. But my wife still panicking that this man is not a human being. But what he's saying. So my wife was afraid. Then the man told my wife that, when you get home, call your husband. Tell him everything, and the way he can get rid of the demons in the house and demons around him, tell him to do fasting 3 days and 3 nights. And get anointing oil and pour some on his forehead, I mean, in his head. When he's doing fasting, he put some in his head and rub some in my palm. For 3 days and 3 nights, after that, all the demonic spirit around me, everything will go. And my wife said, okay, I will tell him. And my wife was panicking. So he held my wife's hand to pray for her. According to my wife, she said, the man was speaking tongues. The way the man was speaking, the tongues the man was speaking, my wife said, he haven't heard the tongues in this earth before. The pastors, the way the pastors speak the tongues is different from this man. This man's tongues is different. He haven't heard it before. So after that, my wife was afraid. And my wife was sweating. So my wife told the man that, please, I want to buy a handkerchief so that I can, you know, clean my sweat in my face. The man said, okay. When my wife went and bought the handkerchief, she said it wasn't far. When she came back, the man was not there. So my wife said, a certain woman was selling something around that area. So my wife went and approached to that woman. He said, please, have you seen the man who was wearing the white shirt and the white pant? I was talking to him just a minute ago. And the man said, hey, that man is not a human being. That one is God or an angel. And my wife said, how do you know? And the man was telling my wife that when my wife was going to buy something, you know, at that time, according to my wife, at that time, my wife said the man was having a baby boy, who was around like 2 years. And the boy was sitting down on the ground, you know, and the boy was playing. And the woman was selling, I mean, her stuff, her product. So, according to the woman said, when my wife was going to buy the handkerchief, the man came to her and said, woman, don't you know that your baby sitting down on the floor, he has swallowed a coin, like America used to say, like, you know, a coin, like a dime, a coin. money. Then the woman told the man, no, I haven't seen it because I am selling my stuff and I don't know anything about that. I haven't seen it. All of a sudden, the man put his hand like this and tapped the boy forehead like this. When the man tapped the boy forehead like this, the boy vomit, and the money, the dime or the coin came out from the boy's stomach. So the woman was afraid, said, who is this, who is this? The woman was shouting that people to come and see this woman, this, I mean, miracles. Then all of a sudden, the man disappeared. The woman didn't see the man again. So the woman told my wife that that man is not a human being. He will be an angel or is God by himself who came here. So that how you know that, yes, it was God. Now listen, that day was Sunday. So I told my wife that I want you to go to Resurrection Power Living Bread the following week. Don't go to your church, but go to that church in Santase. To go, it's a certain town in Ghana, in Kumasi. So I told my wife that don't go to your church, but go to that church to go and find out if that man is there. Because the man mentioned his name. He said his name is Anno, Pastor Anno. So that day was Sunday, 29th was Sunday. So Monday came, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday came. Friday, I was asleep, and the man came to my dream. And the man told me, Johnny, tell your wife that I am not in that church. I don't go to church over there. I'm not there. Tell her to stop. I'm not there. And I was like, ah. So I got up from my bed and I went on my knees and I prayed. And I went back to sleep again. So when I wake up, I called my wife. I called my wife on the phone. You know, when I wake up like 6 o'clock, at that time, it was like 12 p.m. I think 12 to 1 p.m. So my wife, she don't call me because when she called me at that time, you know, she if my wife wake up around maybe 6 a.m. and she called me, it will be in America time 12 a.m. So I'll be asleep. She will disturb me. So she don't call me till I wake up. If I wake up like 6, it will be daytime, which is like 12 p.m. So when I call her, then, you know, we talk. So when I had a dream, I wake up, I call my wife. As soon as I call my wife, I haven't said anything. Then my wife telling me, Johnny, I said, what happened? He said, the man came to my dream. The man said, she shouldn't go to that church and look for him because he is not there. And I was like, what? The same thing the man told me. The man came to my dream and told me that I should tell you that he is not in that church, so don't go there and look for him. That is the reason why I am calling you. So I was shocked. That's how I found out that God wanted me and my wife to confirm. He wanted to confirm both of us together so that we will know that he is not a liar, but he is telling the truth, so that we won't go there. If you go there and he is not there, it means God is a liar. So he had to come in a dream and tell me and my wife at the same time so that we know that it was God himself who came and looked for me and telling me what I should do and stop my sins. That's how you found out it was God. God saved my life that day. God saved my life that day, my brother, my sister. It was God. He warned me to stop my sins. He warned me I should stop my sins. So that's why I found that one, masturbating is not good because God has said that it was a demon who is doing that. So anybody on this earth, if you masturbate or play yourself, either a woman or a man, be very careful. So I did a fasting 3 days and 3 nights. I did what he told me. I did dry, no food, no water. The following 2 weeks, I did another 3 days and 3 nights, no food, no water. 2 weeks again, I did another three days and 3 nights, no food, no water. He didn't tell me to do that. He told me to do just 3 days and 3 nights. But I did 3 days and 3 nights, 3 times, which is 9 days, no food, no water. That's how I started seeing God. He came and talked to me. My brother, that's why now I am proclaiming God's message. Because I have seen him. I have seen who, the power he has. No power on this earth or everywhere except only God. God's power is everywhere. Nobody can challenge him. You see, let me tell you something. What I want to say is, everything you are doing is not your own. Because when you sin, it's not you, it's the demonic spirit. If you continue sinning, because 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 to 10 will tell you that a person who continues sin is not from God, it's from the devil. You see? So what I was doing, it was wrong. I was doing what is wrong all the time. So my brother, if you like women or woman like you, be very careful. You have to start looking for God. So everybody out there, my testimony, please learn something from me. If you are in the same situation, you like women, be careful. It's not you. If women like you, be careful. It came to a time, women have to pay my rent. It came to a time, women have to pay my electricity bills. Even, I don't want to go far. It's not easy. If woman like you, it's not real. It's not woman. It's not real. It's a demonic spirit. What you can get rid of all these things. What he showed me to do, that's what I'm going to tell you the same. Find some time and do fasting. If you can't do 3 days, 3 nights, no food, no water, you can start 6 to 6. Start 6 to 6, no food, no water. Try. If you think you can do 3 to 3 nights, and I bet you God is going to be with you. If you decide that God, I have repented, I have given my life to you, and today come inside me, and I want to stop my sin, I want to get rid of all the demonic spirit around me, and my brother, my sister, God is going to be with you. Like the way God was with Moses. Moses was the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. God was with him, and nothing happened to Moses. So, my brother, if you tell me that yes, you can do it, I'm telling you. If God see who you are, then I mean, your heart, God will do for you. God will be with you. Sometimes I can do 5 days, 5 nights, no food, no water. God is my witness. Why? Because I want to see more glory of God. My brother, my sister, this is the time. Don't let anybody to deceive you. This is the time you have to stand up for Christ. Jesus Christ is God. I am telling you. I've seen him many times in my visions. That's why I'm telling this. My brother, be holy. Because if you're not holy, he can be with you. He always be with somebody who is holy. If you are holy, he too is holy. Then you come together. If you are a sinner, he's afraid of you. If you are a sinner, he's afraid of you. He can't come to you. So my brother, this is what happened to me. So today, any sin you are doing, you can surrender today and take Jesus Christ, your personal savior. If you are an armed robber, if you are a prostitute, if you drink alcohol, if you smoke cigarette, you know, any sin you do, please, if you are homosexual, this is the time. If you are homosexual, you want to quit, just quit. And go on your knees and apologize to God. Accept Jesus Christ, your personal savior. And do the first I'm telling you. But make sure that your heart is clean. And pray to God. Do the fasting. Any days you can do. Either 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Do it. And tell God, please, I've taken you as my personal savior. Come inside me. and use me, lead me. I'm telling you, God will use his blood, Jesus Christ's blood, on you, and you are going to be saved forever. But please, I beg you, anybody who will listen to me, don't listen to the atheists. They said there is no God. I cry for them because they don't know what I have seen. Please, don't listen to them. The devil is using them. And everybody, be very careful. Don't believe your pastors 100%. Because I am not lying to you. 92 or 93% pastors on this earth are not from God. I'm telling you. Some of them use demonic spirit. Don't say, my pastor said. No! Go to the Bible and read it. And let the Holy Spirit talk to you. If you are holy, you can hear from the Holy Spirit. When you sleep, he can come and tell you something. People believe their pastors too much. I'm telling you, your pastor is going to reject. I'm separate from you. The judge is going to be individually. God is not going to judge your pastor and you together. So be very careful. People follow the pastor. If your pastor say this, then you follow. They know for real that it's not right. But since the pastor has been said it, they don't care. Open your eye. Some pastor this time, oh my God, they are demonic. Antichrist are in our midst. Please, be very careful. I'm done. God bless everybody. And I will start preaching every Saturday and Sunday. Every Saturday and Sunday, 2 p.m. American Central Time, Arkansas Time. I'll start preaching that time. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And God bless everyone. God bless everyone. God bless everyone. God bless everyone. Bye-bye.